Like a blind squirrel stumbling onto an acorn, we had accidentally discovered some really big insights. These successes led to promotions for AOL, Delphi, eWorld, Microsoft, and CompuServe. Along the way, I was lucky enough to be in a fast-moving advertising test laboratory. The promotions we built for each online service did exactly what they were supposed to do. They increased usage, and they cut churn. A couple of years ago, after forming a company to build the technology, and more important, the techniques necessary to do these extraordinarily successful promotions, I realized that my journey was a metaphor for what millions of marketers at millions of companies were doing or were about to do. I'd gone from spending oodles of money in traditional advertising to building something completely different, vastly more efficient, and measurably more effective. We'd honed the idea of permission marketing. In this program, I'd like to challenge your preconceived notions about what marketing and advertising is and should be, and put it back together in a way that works in our new networked world. The concepts are pretty simple, but they are by no means obvious. Technology is changing the world's approach to advertising. The Direct Marketing Association no longer ignores the web. In fact, they devote whole conferences to it. Email has become a way of life, too. According to the American Management Association, more than half of all business executives rely on email. In one of my favorite quotes, a Catholic bishop based in New York said, "If Jesus were walking the earth today, I'm convinced he would have an email address." The internet is going to change marketing before it changes almost anything else, and old marketing will die in its path. The marketers who funded the explosive growth of the internet are going to be the first to be destroyed. Their experiments and hype and sizzle will open the eyes of consumers, but then these same consumers will realize that they don't need the old rules anymore. The overwhelming clutter in the marketplace has made traditional advertising almost worthless for most marketers. You need something that works. And as the examples in this program will demonstrate, permission marketing works for companies big and small. It works online and offline, for consumers and for the business-to-business market. Increasingly, there are only two kinds of companies, brave and dead. I hope that this program finds you in the first category. Let me know what you think.